The Downtown Hayes Development Corporation is preparing for a busy few weeks with many events going on. Allie Glidewell, their Director of Events and Operations, shares with us some of the details of these upcoming events on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Saturday, we have our 20th birthday bash. So 20 years as an organization, 2 decades being Downtown Hayes Development Corporation. And we want to give back to the community and host a completely free event. So there are many organizations that we are partnering with. So under the pavilion from 6 to 8, it's going to be a kids festival, which I am so excited about. There's going to be a dunk tank, and there's going to be 2 bounce houses. One's a bounce house, one's an obstacle course. There's going to be a fire truck there for the kids to check out and play around. The next tech train is going to be there, the bookmobile. There's going to be pups that you can play with and adopt if you want to. There's going to be all sorts of really, really, really fun games and prizes. Eagle Radio even donated 12 pounds of candy. 12 pounds of candy.
Did we? What?
Yeah,
I know. It's a lot of candy.
It's so much candy.
If you need to lose a pound, you could just leave it here in the KOA studio. That's what you were picking up earlier. Was all those big? Okay. Uh-huh. That makes sense now. It's all coming together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'll take some if you don't want it.
Oh, sure. No problem. Or you can just come down. Bring your kiddos.
And my kiddos would eat a pound of candy. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. We ordered birthday cake. I ordered enough cake to feed probably 250 to 300 people. Like a bunch of cake. So come down and eat cake if nothing else.
People are going to be out anyway because it's the art walk going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It is a night of an art walk as well. Yeah, so there's going to be plenty of people down. So if you're just art walking, swing by the pavilion. It'll be a very, very good time.
Awesome. Now, if I remember correctly, you have a concert going on that night as well, right?
Mm-hmm. So yes, and something for the adults, a free concert for the adults. So that'll be 7 to 10 in the 10th Street lot. So that would be West 10th. It'll be Anthony and the Animals, completely free to get in. Hang out. There will be a beer garden. It's the only part of the event that is not free. And that's just by law. We can't do that.
Right.
The Friday night, Friday the 27th, it's going to be a very good time. It's going to be very busy downtown with everything that's going on. The Hayes Community Theater also has their children performances that night. There's a bunch going on. There's so much going on next weekend.
Yeah, and I got to say, you know, if you haven't seen Anthony and the Animals, what a just a fun show.
They are fun.
They've been around forever. I think most people probably have seen them at some point at, mm-hmm. you know, at whatever event, but they're always a good time.
Yeah, and actually they're going to be coming a little bit early, and part of the Kids Fest is they are going to let the children play with their and learn about all the different technology and equipment and instruments that they use to make their sound so cool.
Awesome.
They use a lot of high-tech stuff, so they're going to come down and let everyone check it out.
Yeah, it's very cool. You know, that's good for them. I don't think I would be so trusting with the kiddos and my expensive equipment, but.
Well, the way he said it, he was like, well, nobody can do any more harm to it than we are. So.
Nice. Musicians. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yeah. Well, and then, so that's going on all on Friday. But that immediately leads right into Saturday, you got stuff going on downtown again.
Yes. So Saturday is Brews on the Bricks. It's our craft beer festival. Right now, there are 41 breweries registered and attending, which equates to about 120 to 130 types of beer for you to sample. Not all of them have gotten their full beer list in yet, but that's going to be a lot of beer. There's going to be so much beer. General admission tickets are still available. You can go to brewsonthebricks.info, but I'm closing that on Wednesday, just so everybody can make sure they have their tickets. But if you stop in the office or if you want to purchase tickets at the gate, that will be available on Saturday.
Yeah. Now, and this is another event. We talked about this in the past, I think, mm-hmm. with your boss, Sarah, last time she was on. But, mm-hmm. You know, how is this compared to previous years? Because I know COVID was kind of a lot of the brewers were either trying to figure out how they would get here, if they could mm-hmm. get here. Mm-hmm. So 41, that sounds pretty even with the previous years, is it?
It's in 2019, there was 36.
So we're a little bit bigger,
a little bit bigger.
Wow, that's cool.
It is very cool. And we do have a couple of distributors coming in, providing a couple different things that kind of beef it up just a little bit. But what we're doing as far as COVID precautions, obviously, if you want to wear a mask, you're welcome to. We are spacing out the breweries just a little bit differently this year. They're going to be at more of a curve, which will allow those lines to spread out a little bit further more naturally. But additionally, we did not sell as many tickets very intentionally this year. We wanted to let the crowd sort of breathe, have some wiggle room. So we just didn't sell as many tickets. We'll also have more hand washing stations. We have our upright hand sanitizing stations that we'll be bringing down. So there'll be plenty of hygiene initiatives there as well. On top of a contactless pour. So the brewers aren't going to have to touch glasses and worry about something like that as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Keeping safety in mind. I know mm-hmm. a lot of people are still kind of hesitant to even get out, but that's awesome. So many brewers. And I find it even almost hard to believe that you even still have tickets.
Yes, we don't have a huge amount of general admission tickets left, but we do still have some, which is great. The sales have really been picking up in the last couple of weeks too. So they might all be sold out by the time of the event. It's possible. But if not, we will be selling them at the gate. But if you'd like to attend the event for free, all you have to do is volunteer. So volunteers get in, they get t-shirts, they get glassware. You can sample if you're over 21, but a lot of it is pouring. We need a lot of help. A lot of these brewers only have one person available to send. So they need some extra help just making sure that these lines get through them. Everyone gets to sample all the beer. So you can sample, we'll feed you, you'll get a shirt, you'll get glassware. It's really only a few hours of your day. If you do 12 to 3, you could do 12 to 5 if you want to, but you can go to brewsonthebricks.info, and all of that information is going to be there, from your volunteer sign-up sheets to the breweries that are going to be there. Everything you need at brewsonthebricks.info, or just come into the office, 1200 Main Street. We love guests.
There you go. So yeah, I was clicking on the computer here. I was trying to find that volunteer tab. Oh yeah, right there on top. Easy mm-hmm. peasy.
Easy peasy. Because
like, why wouldn't you sign up? Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and click it now, and I'll sign up after we get done. Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very fun.
And spend a few hours pouring beer and talking with people and hanging out, and then you get to participate.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Why not? Sure.
You might see me there if you guys take me.
We'd love to have you.
There's a few questions here. I might not pass the questionnaire. T-shirt
questionnaire
size.
Is what's your shirt size and when are you available? Yeah. Yeah. It's not a lot. It's very fun. You should do it if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. And then there's one other thing we wanted to hit on today, and that's we jumped ahead. We should have mm-hmm. hit this first, but coming up on Monday.
Sure.
The back to school, the Fort Hays. Well, it's not just Fort Hays this year, right?
Correct. So in the past, we've done March to Maine. That was canceled. It went virtual in 2020. Reevaluating it in 2021, we kind of got all of the major key players together and said, why have two fantastic events that are going to compete against each other? Why not just join forces and have one big blowout? So that's what we did. On Monday, it's going to be the back to school picnic on Fort Hays campus. There's going to be all sorts of not only community booths, but student-run booths as well. But what's very fun is that the Fort Hays faculty and staff, it also is naturally extending the invitation to the Hays Hair Academy and NCKTC, because these students have the Gateway program, which allows them to use the resources on Fort Hays' campus. So it helps acclimate and integrate these students into the Fort Hays campus in a very comfortable party-type feel. Let them know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's going to be great. We're still giving out all sorts of prizes for that, like we normally would for back to school or for March to Maine. There's going to be free food. We order t-shirts. I say, I love Hays. It's going to be very fun. It's going to be very fun.
I got to get me one of them shirts. I'm going to get down there quick. What time does that start?
It starts at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Well, I'm here at 4, so that's, you guys are going to need to push that back an hour.
Just
save me a shirt, I suppose.
Just leave work. Okay, yeah, I can do that too.
Well, that's awesome. So it's all on campus this year, all down on Fort Hays. There's no downtown event this time.
Correct. We are still doing, so our office partnered with Student Engagement, and we are going to be doing a scavenger hunt this weekend. So you'll probably see that on our social media pages. We're hiding a golden brick for the students to find, where then they can collect prizes with Student Engagement once they're found. But so we're making clues this week. We're hiding two golden bricks.
Very cool.
Found, so. We are still doing a little bit of stuff in the heart of downtown, but it's all going to take place on Fort Hays campus, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neat. And it's so cool that you get to include those other schools as well. I mean, and that, I know that's part of Fort Hays program. Tisa Mason, mm-hmm. president down at Fort Hays State University, was with us and talked a little bit about that mm-hmm. yesterday as well. But what a cool program. And just to get everybody together, you mm-hmm. know, and welcome to all the students back to Hays, and And it's going to be, I can't even imagine. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, that's actually where Sarah's at this morning. She is with the conglomerate of Fort Hays and NCK and those representatives to go personally invite Hays Hair Academy students to attend and make them feel very welcome and give them a personal invite to say, hey, we want you here. You're welcome here. You should be here if you want to be. We'd love to have you. So that's actually where she's at today, making sure that everyone feels very comfortable coming to the event.
Well, that's right. I love that. Because they are included. And it's so easy when you talk about secondary education. Fort Hays is so such a big part of the conversation.
Yeah.
That it often, I think, overshadows. Yeah, NCK Tech, incredible programs down there as well. And a great school. And as well as Hays Academy and Hair and Design. You don't think of that necessarily in the same terms often as you would a university, but it is. It's secondary learning. It's learning a skill, and it's valuable to the community, and we need those people here in Hays more than ever.
Yeah. We want to welcome them.
Yeah. Awesome. All righty. Well, Allie, any last thoughts real quick before we go?
Well, if you have any questions about what DHGC does, you can follow us online at The Bricks in Downtown Hays on Facebook and Instagram. You talked about the market earlier. We're on the Downtown Hays Market on Facebook and Instagram. You're always welcome to give us a call if you have any questions about anything. Or like I said, pop in. We are right across the street from the Hays Public Library.